what is baptism really all about? You know, in some other churches, you might hear about baptism of babies or christening of babies. We don't do that here. We baptize older ones, could be children, to adults. We want them to know, to believe first before that they're baptized, as it tells us in the Bible. And so it's important that the four of these beautiful people being baptized today know why they're getting baptized. And I've spent some time with them and we've gone through and they understand, you know, what it all means, which is really important. But unfortunately, it would seem this poor little one here obviously missed out on the baptism discussion. So we're not going to drown these guys. It's all okay. They will go under, but they will come up again. It's all good. This poor little one. Dear, oh dear. But I guess it does beg the question again, like, what does it mean to get baptised? Well, sometimes it's good to say what it's not first. So, you know, when we get baptised, it's not a ticket to heaven. It's not a way to get eternal life or to be saved. That's happened already because these guys have already put their faith in Jesus Christ and believe that he came and lived and died for their sins and rose again. And Jesus lives in their hearts already now and they're filled with the Holy Spirit forever. So that's already happened. Awesome. So baptism isn't about that. So what is it? Well, Jesus did ask and command and invite us to get baptized. So if Jesus has asked us to do that, that means baptism is significant. It's really significant. Because Jesus said that he came to earth to bring life, but not just life, abundant life. And so this whole act of getting baptized is a part of following Jesus. And we come today full of expectation that these guys, as they follow Jesus into the waters of baptism, are going to experience more and more of that fullness and new life that's in Christ. The word itself, baptism, has a few meanings as well. It means to clean and to wash. And there was a guy, we hear the story in the Bible, a guy called Saul. And he came to believe in Jesus, totally changed his life. And he went to this older guy who prayed with him and nurtured him in his faith for a little bit, but then said to him, "What are you waiting for? Get up and be baptized and wash your sins away, calling on his name." So Saul believed, and straight away he was asked to get baptized. And through baptism, we're physically identifying with what Jesus has already achieved for us on the cross. Our sins have been washed away. So as they get baptized today, they know that they're reliving and going through that of what Jesus has already done, that their sins have been washed away. They also associate with death. Because as they go under the water, they're identifying with the crucifixion and the death of Christ on the cross. So they're identifying with what Jesus has already done. But when they're under the water, they're also experiencing their own death as well. What are they dying to? Well, they're dying to their old way of life because they've said, as I've chatted with them, yes, we've decided to follow Jesus. We don't want to live the way that we have anymore. We want Jesus to be our Lord and our leader in our life. And so when they come up out of the water, they're leaving behind all of their old mindsets, their old way of life. That's what they're demonstrating today to us. That's their decision that they've already made to do. So that's awesome. Awesome guys. So wonderful that we get to be a part of all of that with you today. And Paul wrote some wonderful words, very powerful words actually, about that in his letter to the church at Rome. And he wrote, "Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So how awesome. We die to sin, leave our mind, and then rise up to new life. But it's interesting to see that we are buried with him into death. And so when we come up, we kind of think, well, if we're dead, what kind of life am I living if I'm actually dead now? Paul, who wrote this, also wrote another letter to another church in Galatia and said, you know what, I've been crucified. I've died with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So he said, going on from that means that the life I now live in this body, I live by faith, no longer relying on my physical senses, but really wanting to be led by the Spirit and to walk by faith, because Jesus loves me and he died for me. That's what Paul writes. Amazing, beautiful. That these guys, if we just go back to that previous slide, please, that would be great. Yeah, so they are rising up into a newness of life. How fantastic. New life. Are you living that? Are you ready for that, guys? Yes, that's awesome. And another interesting word, a meaning that's associated with being baptized is it has a very deep influence and has the capacity to change the character or state or condition of something. And they used to use that word in very ancient times, like 200 years before Christ, when they were making pickles. So they would baptize vegetables in vinegar, in a vinegar type solution, and find that when it came out, it had absolute permanent change, totally transformed. A whole new thing had come about. And so when they looked at the cucumber that went in and the pickle that came out, well, there's no way that pickle can become the cucumber anymore. And that pickle is completely different to that, a whole new thing. And so when we come to baptism, we recognize where revealing a great spiritual reality that is amazing and awesome that's going on for those that have said yes to Jesus. And thankfully, we're not immersing you in any type of vinegar today, so you can rest assured it's all going to be good. No death, no vinegar, it's all good. But we're going to baptize you into something even more awesome and even more powerful, because we're going to baptize you into the name and the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has brought permanent change in you. And as you yield to his leading and as you continue to walk by faith, that transformation is more and more seen in your life. And once again, this guy Paul, he writes a lot, but he demonstrated this too, that when he met people and they came to Christ in Acts 19, we see that he baptized them into the name of the Lord Jesus. And that's what we're going to be doing today. So baptism is not to be just seen as a physical immersion in water, although obviously that's what's going to happen, but to remind us of a really significant spiritual reality or change that's already taken place as they are immersed into Jesus Christ, who does the changing. He does the changing, and that's all received by faith. And the last slide here is the fact that, yes, we have been changed in 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, immersed in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. It's gone. There's no maybes or ifs or buts. It's happened. You are a new creation. And that new, again, is like the pickle. It's totally new, totally different. It's not the same as that. You are totally different because you are now in Christ. How amazing. Now, these candidates would be the first to tell you that they're not perfect, okay? So, yes, transformation has taken place and continues. We continue to see that transformation, a beautiful, it's supernatural, it's spiritual, it's amazing as they continue to surrender and trust in Jesus, because we read that we are all, as we put our faith in Jesus, being transformed. We're saying yes to a process, into the likeness of Jesus, to ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. It's the Spirit at work in us that does this marvelous, marvelous thing. So today, right now, we are going to witness these wonderful baptisms in a moment after they tell us their story. But it's going to be a public declaration for them and a celebration. It's a real celebration today of a decision that they have already made to follow Jesus, but now they're following him in obedience through the waters of baptism, and we get to be a part of it. And it's wonderful. This is one of those things we do in our Christian life, that we do it with other people. You know, when we come to faith, it's a personal decision. Yes, Lord, I see that you are real, and I want to give my life to you. I trust you. I want to trust you with all that I can. But when they accept the invitation to be baptized, it's something we all get to share. And so it's a wonderful time of family today as we do that. And so they're telling us of the decision they've already made to believe. It's an act of obedience by them from Scripture to follow and go in through the waters of baptism. They are doing what Jesus did, following his example. He was baptized. And they're participating in this supernatural spiritual activity, a special activity that's a gift and provided by God for us as believers. How wonderful. So let me pray and then we'll keep moving along to hear from these wonderful guys. So Lord, we thank you for this afternoon. We thank you for this wonderful opportunity to share in this time as family, all as one gathered here. Even if we don't normally gather here, Lord, we join our hearts, Lord, with celebration to bless these candidates, Lord, and we speak your peace over them as they come to be baptized today. And Lord, for all of us too, Lord, we've been speaking about new life, that you come to bring abundant life to us. Lord, you come to bring a more to our lives. Sometimes we wonder about our lives, and Lord, we wonder if there is more, and that's what you offer to us. So Lord, for us who are listening and watching on, would we have soft hearts to be open to your possibilities of life and fullness that you have for us. And once again, we just invite you to come. Keep speaking to our hearts and our minds as you are here to encourage, to cheer us on, and we come to bless you and give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Wonderful. Okay, I'll just invite Toe to come up as he leads us next time.
Hi. I'm To Sung, and we're going to have testimony time. Testimony is simply a Christian, or testimony of Christ is basically a Christian saying, hey, I just want to tell you what I experience in God. And they want to share it because they want to be realistic and also showing what God has done in their life. So it's a witness of what God has done. And we got four candidates, and Darren Huang is going to start. We'll stand here because, yeah, because you're good looking if you stand up there. All right. I'm standing next to you just in case you want me to tell you something. All right. But other than that, just go for it.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Darren. Today is a very special day for me, and I'm so grateful to stand here and share my journey with you. I first met To Sung at Coinda Community Center. I was to attend an English class. So what a beautiful plan from God. And by him, I was introduced to this church. After joining, I experienced a huge change in my surroundings. This is a place where people truly love and care for each other. Just as Jesus commanded, and you know my command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. Before coming to Christ, I often felt uncertain and alone. But God the Father gave me the opportunity to experience his love and protection. Now I know I'm loved and cared for. As Romans chapter 8, verse 39 says, nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Today, as I take this step of baptism, I do so with a heart full of gratitude, knowing that now I'm part of God's family. Thank you, God, and thank you all.
I think in a nutshell, you already shared the gospel, and God is about love, and your experience is love, but also protection. Thank you for that. You. Yvette? Now, I just quickly introduce Yvette, because Yvette came along because Darren brought her. But she was very busy studying. So, Yvette, please share.
Hi, everyone. I'm Yvette. I'm so excited to be here today for my baptism. This is truly one of the most memorable moments in my life. I still remember the first time I walked into this church. The lovely people here and the welcoming and the friendly atmosphere gave me a sense of belonging right away. Since then, Darren and I have been coming regularly, and it's such a blessing. Through Sunday worship and Bible study, I realized how amazing it is to be a child of God. As John chapter 8, verse 12 says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. My life now is totally different from what I had before, and I know that I'm on the right track. Last year, I was overwhelmed with worries about my placement, renting a house, and Darren's job. So I prayed and prayed every night. And then in just one day, God answered me. As Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 reminds us, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Today, standing here, I feel so grateful. God's love and guidance have brought me here, and from now on, I will serve him with all my heart and soul. Thank you, Godfather, and thank you for all you have done for me. Thank you.
Thank you. That's so good. That's so good. So like I say, testimony is witnessing what God is doing inside, what God has worked inside, and it just bring it out. And so the step of baptism is again sort of like, you know, God say, believe and baptize. I want to go through that. It's a bit of a journey. Tess, you came to the Lord last year too. So come on up.
Thank you, thank you. I hate public speaking, so I'm just going to like talk from the heart. Probably won't be as long and as beautiful as you know the other three in front of me.
No, we're not comparing. You are Tess.
I am comparing. okay, there's no easy way to really slice at this. That's a poor choice of words. I tried to kill myself at the beginning of last year. And the people I used to know, the environment that I used to be in was very rough. It was very very toxic, very very destructive. And the behaviors that these people would do were very destructive. But as I continued going forward, not only in the film industry with my lovely friends, Tim and Jeremy. First of all, Tim was like the first person that I told after I
killed you.
So. Yeah, yes. And just the overwhelming love and support constantly from Tim. And then not only that, but Jeremy, he's the one that brought me here. Yeah. So, you know, huge shout out to Jeremy. Thank you. Woo! And you know, my parents always loving and supporting me as well. Huge, huge yeah. thank you for coming today. Okay. What's the dot point? Okay. And then like meeting new people as well. And then also my driving instructor is Rick Lovett. He's also been here. Yeah. Shout out to him. But you know, so like more and more people of the Christian faith were just being pushed into my life, and I'm like, I'm gonna accept that. I'm gonna explore this avenue, you know. And here I am now, you know. Wow. And then Beck as well. Hey. And then Beck's parents. And like Holly, yeah. And then Riley, yeah. And then where's? Oh, there he is. He's filming. Hey. Yes, that's right. You. Names are blanking. I can't name everyone in this. I know who you are. Yeah, okay, awesome. Maria. Yep. Dan. Claire. Yep. Natasha. Tim's family. Hello. Thank you all. Thank you all. Yeah.
So.
Oh, and thank you, Toe, as well.
No. No, it's not thank about. You. So. Because your own personal connection with Jesus. Mm. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's right. That's the thing I missed. All right. So all the people that have been like pushed towards me in my life, or the new people, and the new connections that I've made, as well as just like, no matter what, when I tried to kill myself, there was a second attempt, but I couldn't do it in that moment. I just couldn't. And like, you know, like when like it's all cloudy and stuff like that outside, you know, and then suddenly the sun just appears like that out there, and I was like, that was for me my moment where Jesus touched my heart.
So it's like feel. Epiphany.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That
yes.
word.
That.
Yeah. Okay. You saw the light.
Yes. Yes. That's yeah. What was the word again? Epiphany. There you go. That's the one.
All right.
Yes.
I think that's good, man.
Thank you. Please take this away.
You want to say any more?
Oh, no. I'll just stand up here for ages if I
did.
Yeah,
so. That's what I thought. Yeah. You are content creator. So glad that you are still alive. You know, your attempt to kill yourself, obviously, it's not God's plan. And I'm sure you're looking around as you point a finger. All of us are glad that you are here today. All right? God bless you. So, Jake is going to share. Jake just decided this week, like, you know, that he's going to get baptized.
Thank you. I like Tess already. Haven't felt so blank since public exam. I just decided to get baptized this week because it usually takes time for me to think about things. The same thing is often it gets overcomplicated. So one thing I got very touched by Jesus is keeping things simple. It's actually very simple. Should be light and easy, and it's all about love. And we already know how to do it, but often we just complicate things. That's what I do all the time. I think about things, analyze, and try to solve it with my human brain. And I can assure you that it doesn't give you freedom. I planned, I do, and it's like I dreamed of coming to Australia, and then I did it, and then I wanted a job, and then I got it. And then I found it's never ending, and you never get there with your human brain. And then I think last year, or the past 2 years, is a journey of learning about faith, and just let go and let Jesus take care of it. And Yeah, thank you all for being here, for my journey of getting closer to Jesus and be free and enjoy life. And yeah, I love you all. Thank you.
So, so Jake actually got a word freedom in his T-shirt. I just want to point out. Galatians 5:1 say to all of you, all right, it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm. And then don't let any other thing pull you down now. So when we go through the water baptism, that's what's going to happen. All right? So again, faith. Just believe that God had prepared this pool for you to go through so that all the yucky stuff for the past will be buried. You come out, not pickled, but a new transformation, maybe a butterfly. You know? All right? Okay. So how are we going to do this? I'm going to take off my pants first. Yes.
There's no easy way to say it, is there? Thanks, darling. So we're going to... The baptisms, this is great. Well done, darling. Can I, as we do that, now these guys would have asked some people to maybe hold a towel for them when they come up out of the water. If you're one of those people, could you come and sit on this side? That'd be great. And if you are here to take a photograph as well or would like to, maybe just come and position yourself over here or come up at any time. We're pretty free and easy, so that's fine. But this will be a good spot if you want to take a photo. Wonderful.
Who's going to hold the mic?
Me, I'm going to put it over here, honey. So you can put that one down. Oh, one goes back here anyway. That's fine. Let me put that, yeah, put that one back in there. That's awesome. I'll let you go in first, honey, because I'm going to come out.
So I get to test the water.
Yeah, you go first, honey. Great. Okay. Well, we'd like to invite Darren to come on in. Yes. You can take those off. Yeah. Awesome. Come on in. Lovely. You all right?
Actually, it's warm.
Wonderful. Awesome. That's great. So maybe we might just face everyone here first. Wonderful. So, Darren, here we are. And I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions before we baptise you today. So, Darren, have you put your faith in Jesus Christ and is he your Lord and your Saviour?
Yes.
Wonderful. And have you decided to follow Jesus wherever he leads you to the best of your ability for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay. A few technical issues there. Okay. So upon the confession of your faith, Darren, we now baptize you into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Father, in the name of Jesus, before our brothers and sisters, friends and family, we thank you for Darren's life. We thank you, Lord, that you brought him all the way from China and, like you say, meeting me at Kuinda, but now he's his own journey with you. So we bless him, that you fill him afresh with your Spirit and all the fruit of the Spirit, Lord, as he pray for the longing of the Abba for love and the protection and the provision that he might see it more and more in his life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Woohoo! Great. Let's have Yvette. You guys can move out the door out the back there if you like, that way. Or okay, beautiful. Come on down, Yvette. You're right there, yep. Just as I ask you a couple of questions. So, Yvette, how lovely it is to stand with you here today.
Yes.
And a couple of questions. Yvette, have you decided in your heart to make Jesus your Lord and your Saviour?
Yes.
And have you? Do you believe he has forgiven you of all of your sins? And do you desire to follow him for the rest of your life?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. On the confession of your faith, Yvette, we now baptize you into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful God, we are so excited and thankful for this moment for Yvette. And just as the Holy Spirit, you descended upon Jesus in a special way at his baptism, we pray now, Holy Spirit, would you just come upon Yvette in your fullness, in your goodness, Lord, to fill her, Lord, entirely, Lord, with your Spirit. Lord, that she would know that you are truly with her, and in her bringing life and joy and peace in the Spirit to her life. May today be, as she said, a memorable day in her journey with you. May you mark it, Lord, with a great experience of yourself today. In Jesus' name.
Sometimes as we pray, God puts something in my heart. So I just want to share something that God put on my heart for you. So Yvette, you have been called to be a mouthpiece for God. You will express God's love in a way that is kind of show and tell. You don't have to say much, but because of your life with Darren, it will show forth the gospel of God. So we bless you to be the mouthpiece of God wherever you go, that God will anoint your tongue and your heart and your mind to speak the truth in love. God bless you.
Amen. How exciting. Is someone here to receive? Yep. Have you got the towel ready? That'll be great. I'm getting ready. Wonderful. Okay, can we have Jake come into the pool now? Yes, let's welcome Jake. Wonderful. Here, let me help you. I mean, can your watch go in the water? Can your watch go in the water?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good idea. Wonderful. Yeah. So, Jake, it's wonderful to have you in the pool with us today. Good decision. Not overthinking it. It's just a yes, Lord.
I just remember I should take off these pants first, but whatever. We'll figure it out.
Well, look, we'll figure it out. No drama.
I got a towel.
Beautiful. We all know now, so there's a lot of grace in the room. It's all good. Yeah. Lovely. Well, can I ask you a couple of questions?
Yes.
Yeah. Jake, do you believe that all of your sins are forgiven and that you have now decided to make Jesus your Lord and your Saviour?
Yes.
And with all that you can, by faith, are you wanting to follow Jesus for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, Jake, on confession of your faith, we now baptize you into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Father, we declare again freedom for Jake, Lord.
Yes.
For his heart, his soul, and his mind, there will be such renewal of his mind there will be a paradigm shift in his mindset, because that's what you set him free for. And we break away all the old thinking. Thank you for the newness. I pray too, Lord, that you set Jake free so much that not only he can enjoy the comfort of the freedom, but you will use him to comfort others who are stuck in the messy mindset. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Thank you. Hey, yep, Bianca's coming. Here we go. Wonderful. Great. Well, now we're going to invite Taz in and his entourage. There's no room for me. I'll be getting out. Now you can wipe. Yeah, you wipe it on that, and then you. Hold it.
So this is a special thing, because everybody can baptize another Christian. But as Tess already testified, Jeremy and Tim and Jeremy has been like his brother from another mother. You know, just come over this side, both of you.
It is warm.
Yeah. So Tess is going to go down, and you guys are going to bring him up. All right? Okay, so we're just going to ask a few things. So Jeremy and Tim and Jeremy is going to baptize Tess, because physically what they're doing is they're journeying with him and say, yep, we're going to do this together. So I'm just going to do the formality, like, Tess, why are you so good looking?
Thank you. I don't know.
You don't know. I saw your parents, that's why. But this is going through, like you say, a new birth, all right? So we just ask a few questions, like we already know, but, you know, do you love Jesus Christ?
Yeah. Yes.
So you're going to let go of all the old stuff, you know, repent, you know, and then embrace the new stuff?
Yes.
Okay. I believe, all right? So these two guys are going to baptize you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to watch them. So turn around. Okay. All right, so come closer. Mm-hmm. All right, this is your first time. Just make sure he goes down. No drowning, all right? Okay.
And the hair as well.
So you're going to say, I baptize you now in the name of Jesus.
Mm. Taz, we baptize you now in the name of Jesus. You can hold your nose.
All right, let's do it. And these two guys gonna pray for Tess.
No, I'm gonna hold.
You don't wanna get that. No, that's right. I'd love to pray for Taz, but also read from Ephesians chapter 3, starting from verse 16. Would you pray with me as I speak this out? Taz, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
That's good.
That was my prayer.
That was good prayer. Paul wrote it.
I want to talk on, if I can talk for very quickly, just on Taz's journey. You did not do it justice. There's so many more twists and turns with your story, but testimonies take time. And I'm so excited to see yours take form and come riding. And this is a huge step in you going forward and your journey onwards, which is so exciting. I didn't know taking you to church and praying over you would lead to here necessarily. I just felt like I needed to do it. I felt like I just love you so much. And I really just wanted to just kind of share this with you. I'll pray. Sorry.
Line.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for Taz, just an amazing soldier of Christ. And I want to pray that as he goes forth, as he writes his journey and continues to do it, Lord, I pray that you're just in his life. You're just filling him full. You're just guiding his way, that he has the amazing ability to keep working on his prayer and just keep praying on people. Because when he prays on people, it is incredible. It is an amazing feeling, Lord. So keep working on that and keep shaping him as he goes forth, Lord. So thank you so much for Taz and the man he is. Thank you, Father.
I'll just add on what Tim and Jeremy say. So that scripture that Tim pray is going to be a significant for your life. When you get into it, but one part is God's going to give you beyond what you ask and imagine. That's part of the scripture. He will beyond your exceeding, because I know you love creativity. So God's going to give you extra creativity inspired from heaven so that you can use all your creativity to bless others as you bless. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come in agreement, Lord, that this scripture that Tim pray over Tess and what Jeremy express will be expressed within you, working in you, God working in you, so that you will bring it out, so that others can see the glory of God, that he formed you, and you're not a mistake. He knows you before you were born. And you are uniquely special, fearfully and wonderfully made. Enjoy your life with Jesus. Amen. After you guys. Tez wants to stay here.